Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's program. At this time, I'd like to turn the program over to Ms. Mary Kraft. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good morning. This is Mary Kraft. I just had the opportunity to spend a little time in a panel here in Washington, D.C., talking about immigration and what that means to my operation. I'm a fourth-generation dairy farmer from Colorado. My husband and I are a mom-and-pop shop. We have a dairy that is home to 5,500 milking dairy cows and 75 employees. Of our employees, there are 8 of us who are Anglo employees, so there's quite a number of immigrant labor opportunities that exist there on the dairy. We live in sort of the northeast corner of Colorado and are part of the primary engine that drives our local economy just because we're so rural, and agriculture is a huge part of that. And certainly agriculture is part of what drives that local economy. In addition to the 75 employees that we have at our dairy specifically, there's a bunch of other entities that are strongly attached to what we do at the dairy. These are the feed and forage growers that sell us the commodities that we feed to our cows, and then certainly the veterinarians, the podiatrists, all of the different support staff that are there. And then beyond that, when we ship our milk to market, and we send 5 to 6 semi-loads of milk to market each day, we have all the truck drivers that are taking care of that, and certainly the cheese plant that is in Greeley and in Fort Morgan, all are built because of the primary manufacture opportunity that happens with a dairy. So those particular industries are fed our product, and away they go. So immigration is hugely important both to the economic fiber of our local community, but also to feeding the world, and specifically the United States. So with that, I don't know if that gives you enough background. If you're looking for more, I would be certainly happy to provide that, and if you have any questions.